Soundstripe.
I can't accept the loss, I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness to my method. Many falling off that fine line that I'm treading. I risk anything to be great, and I'm not letting nobody rob me of my...
Hello, welcome to Takeoffs and Touchdowns, Machinist Talking Football. This is episode number 11 for week 11 of the 23-24 NFL season. I'm Keith, and I'm here with Kevin. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good, Keith. I'm doing good. I'm down at the harbor this week. We're doing some negotiations prep with one of our new groups that we organized for our first collective agreement, SAMSIC. I'm here and doing it with Montreal, who also organized their group. It's a busy week. I'm going to be down at the harbor. We were talking before this started. 3 weeks out of the last 6 or 7 weeks of the year. So, you know, it's a busy, busy time for us. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm the same. We've got the OFL convention next week here in Toronto. And then the next week we've got the Ontario AME conference. So I'm looking forward to that. The skills competition at that AME conference should be awesome. So look to my social media for some videos from that conference. So Kev, how'd you do last week?
Well, Keith, I'm happy to say I was perfect. I went 4-4, and I'd be lost to say that, you know, Wade's not here this week, and I'd be lost if I didn't give him a shout out, who also was perfect last week with 4-4. How about you?
Well, I love giving Wade a hard time, right? Whether it be about his record or about the Oilers, you know, his week just turned around, right? Like, they fire their head coach, and it looks like they're back to being where they should be, right? Now I'm going to be crying about my Flames for the rest of the hockey season. And, you know, Wade 4-0, like when I talked to him there yesterday or the day before, I said to him, like, this is the week you actually should be on, Wade. Like, what's going on, right? You're 4-0. You should be opening the show bragging, right? It's too bad he's not here. You know, that brings Wade to 20-21. Last week, our guest, Louise there, he was 1-2. He did pick the game right, but the spread got him. That brings our guest to 18-17, but I couldn't say, you know, I can't say thank you enough for him to make the time to come out and be on our podcast.
Yeah, huge shout out to Luis for sure. Well, each week in the NFL season, we have a different guest where we'll talk about what is going on in their world, and then we'll give our picks for the upcoming slate of NFL games.
To keep up to date with what's coming up and look at our year-to-date record, be sure to like our Takeoffs and Touchdowns Facebook page. I hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get straight into it.
We have a very special guest joining us today, Peter DeCallis, General Chairperson at the Eastern Region of District Lodge 140. How you doing, Peter?
All right. Happy to be on your show.
That's awesome. Happy to have you here, that's for sure. What have you been up to? What's going on in your world this week?
Oh, yeah. So I was here with you, as you said earlier. We're here at the Harbor in Baltimore all week with our newly 250-strong organized group from SAMSIC, and we're attending negotiation prep for these first contracts.
It's a big one. Peter and I are going to try and do some joint
coordinated bargaining
on this one and see if we can get kind of a similar contract for both areas.
Yeah, so. Just want to give it a shout-out to our newly elected negotiation team, Jerome, Naz, Winston, Mario, Kenny, and Dwayne.
Awesome group. We really got lucky with this one, so... Well, it's a busy one. So
Peter, do you have a favorite NFL team?
You betcha. The only team, North America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, 5-time Super Bowl champs. You go big or you go home, my friend.
This is what I've been dealing with all week.
Oh, brother. I didn't know he was one of those. Seriously. Come on. We are running a pool through Office Pools, and we'll be donating a portion of the proceeds to Guide Dogs of America. We wanted to put our NFL knowledge to the test. Each week, we'll be picking games on a rotational basis. And this week, Peter will have the first four games, followed by Kevin, and Keith will be closing out the site. Peter, what games you got this week, buddy?
All right, I got Pittsburgh at Cleveland. So my prediction, my bold prediction is going to go, I'm going for the underdog, Pittsburgh, with a +3.5. Second game I have the Chargers at Green Bay. I'm going again with the road team, going Chargers, -2.5. Then I have the Chicago Football Bears against the Detroit Lions. That's going to be a tough one. It's going to go down to the wire with this spread, but I'm going to go with Detroit. Too much firepower. I got to go Detroit, -9.5. And the best for last, tonight's game, Cincinnati at Baltimore. I've been here all week. Got to go with Baltimore. Taking the home team. It's going to be a big game this week for Andrews. I see two touchdowns, minus 3.5. That's my bold predictions.
Those are some great picks, Peter. Good work. Next guy up is Wade. And Wade, he's away this week, but he was gracious enough to send in his picks. So his first game is Vegas at Miami. Miami by 11.5. He's picking Miami in this one. Second game he's got is Giants at Commanders. He will never pick the Giants again this season, he says, because they've just been decimated by injuries and their O-line's been terrible. So he's taking the Commanders at 9.5. Next game he's got is Cowboys at the Panthers. He believes the Cowboys D is going to feast on the Panthers and the rookie QB. He's picking the Cowboys to cover the 10.5. Last game he's got is Titans at Jags. It's a divisional game and they're always tough to call, but he likes the Jags at home at -6.5. And that's it for Wade's picks.
All right. Well, I'm up next, and Peter, I got to give you some kudos there on your picks. You picked the right NFC North team to win this week out of the three teams in your slate, so I appreciate that. But on to mine. I have Arizona at Houston. Houston currently favored at 3.5. Arizona scares me right now with Kyler coming back. He you know, wasn't as rusty as I thought he was going to be, and he really pulled out a win for them against Atlanta last week. However, Houston, they've been on a bit of a roll, and Stroud has just been – he's been something to watch. So, but 3.5, I'm going to give it to Houston at home, 3.5. I think they're going to cover the spread. I think Kyler Murray's time there will be up. So the next game I got is Tampa at San Fran. San Fran came off the bye week last week, had a monster game. I predicted that one right. I didn't think they were going to lose 4 in a row. Adding Chase on their D-line with Nick Bosa, I think that's only going to bolster that line. It's going to be huge for them. 11.5, though, is quite the spread. Tampa's defense is not horrible, but I think the offensive power from San Fran is going to be too much, so I'll take San Fran to cover the 11.5. The last game I have is the Jets at Buffalo. Buffalo favored by 6.5. Why? I have no idea. Even with the Jets' horrible offense this year with Wilson at quarterback, the Buffalo has just not been playing well. I know they're PDGC Flowers' team. I just don't have confidence in them right now. I don't know if they're losing the locker room. What's going on there? I think the Jets' defense will hold them to less than the 6.5 on the spread. I think Buffalo probably pulls out the win, but it's not going to be by 6.5, so I'm going to take the Jets to cover. And that's my slate.
Nice pick in there, Kev. Yeah, Buffalo's choke artists, right? I've been saying it for weeks now on end, right? They play down to whoever they play, and it was evident again there on Monday night. All right, first game I got is Seattle at LA Rams. Seattle 6-3. The Rams are 3-6. Seattle's favored by 0.5 here in this one. It's the return of the quarterback, though, in LA. Matthew Stafford is scheduled to start in that game. In saying that, I think that the Seattle team is a bit stronger, so I'm going to take Seattle to cover that 0.5. Next game out is Minnesota at Denver. Minnesota's 6-4. Denver's at 4-5. Denver's favored in this one by 1.5. I do like what Dobbs is doing there in Minnesota, and that D looks not too bad. They've got weapons at wide receiver. I'm going to take Minnesota to cover the 1.5. Last game I got is probably the game of the week. Philadelphia and the one Kelsey brother at 8-1 against the famous Kelsey brother at 7-2 on Kansas City. Kansas City's favored by 2.5. This is a replay of the last Super Bowl. I like the Kansas City Chiefs in this one. You know, it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes and anything he does. So I'm taking Kansas City in the 2.5.
Well, Keith, I'm just going to say this because it was breaking news last weekend. Jason Kelsey, the other brother, was voted in the top 50 sexiest men in the world. For those of you who have never seen me, Jason Kelsey is pretty much my twin, which means my wife is married to a man who is in the top 50 sexiest men in the world. So yes. I just wanted to get that out there for our listeners to hear.
All right, Kev.
So, but that is it from us this week. Look for our new podcast around the middle of next week. Special thanks to Peter Tekalis for coming out on today's episode. And if you're interested in joining our office pools, information can be found on the Takeoffs and Touchdowns NFL Pick'em Pool Facebook page. It's still not too late to join, and proceeds are going to a great cause. And there's weekly prizes, and obviously there's office bragging rights.
With everything pool related, please play responsibly. We are in no way experts. please don't take our picks to the bank. If you're interested in joining the IAM, you can contact us through iamaw.ca. If you're interested in making a difference in someone's life, you can donate to the Guide Dogs of America. It's up on our Facebook page or through their website at www.guidedogsofamerica.org. Top right-hand corner of the website is the donation tab.
Special shout-out to Jeef Smith for our music today, and thanks for the download and thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the Takeoffs and Touchdowns Nation. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we'll come back for Week 12. Be kind and take care. Number one, that's what I'm meant to do. When by any means, only thing that makes sense to me, I can make nice or make history. I got that.